Reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kaylin Broadwell here with one of the final four in the American Star for Agricultural Placement. It's Garrett Sharp from Oklahoma. Garrett, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So tell me a little bit about yourself. What got you started in your FFA journey?
I'm a junior at Oklahoma State University. I graduated from the Wacomas FFA chapter. And I got started with my SAE about 6 years ago after the death of my grandfather. I stepped in and helped out on the family farm and helped my two uncles who have been very, very supportive of my project, and I wouldn't be here without them and my family and my advisor.
So your family farm, tell me a little bit about that. What kind of things do you do on your farm specifically? Because I know every state is totally different.
It's a centennial farm, and our primary crop is wheat. We also have some canola as well and some rotational crops, soybeans and milo. During the fall, that would be our fall crops. My job duties include I run the grain cart during harvest and tillage of the soil. I'm also getting familiar with GPS and innovative technology that has kind of changed the farming industry, and also pod terraces, mow waterways, and do things like that during the summer.
So tell me about your journey here to be where you are. I mean, top four in the nation, that's a pretty big deal. So what did you have to go through to get here?
It was a great honor and a lot of hard work. Like I said, the support of my family and my advisor has greatly helped me to get to where I am today. It's a lot of hard work, day in and day out, but it teaches you great work ethic. You learn responsibility and kind of transfers into the classroom as well, and just helps me grow as a person.
So a little bit about the process to get here. I mean, I know that there's an application and something like that, so can you explain about what you had to do for that?
Yeah, the application is very long and stressful sometimes, and record keeping is very important, and that's something that I've learned along the way and how important it actually is to get to this point. So that was one of my biggest learning curves.
And you're at the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo. How is your time here so far?
It's been great. There's a lot of fun. There's always something going on. It's very eventful. Everybody's real enthused to be here, and it's a great time.
Reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Kaylin Broadwell.